From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. A new billboard along I-215 in West Valley City aims to get out an anti-war message, but in a very provocative way, declaring "Bomb Iran." If you go to the website listed at the bottom of it, you'll quickly find that's just what its sponsors don't want to happen. Connor Boyack, a libertarian and director of the Utah 10th Amendment Center, organized the fundraising effort for the billboard. I asked him when he got the idea for the message.
My friend DJ and I had been kicking around the idea for a few weeks and decided to throw together some drafts to see what was going on and if we could get something locked down and ready to use. We're concerned, I think, mostly that this is a message, this anti-war, this peace message that is not being given a lot of attention. The war drums are beating very loudly. This is eerily reminiscent of how it was a decade ago and the drop towards the war in Iraq. We're fearful that the events are going to unfold in like fashion, and we wanted to be able to, just in some small way, have a little bit of a controversial message that not just if we were to put up an anti-war message, people might drive by and just with their preconceived bias go on their merry way and disagree with it. We wanted to kind of confuse people, make them a little bit more curious, go to the website, bombiran.org, and find some more resources that might convince them differently than they otherwise believed.
And so what the billboard says at the top is support the troops, but then troops is crossed out and replaced by military-industrial complex. What's the message there?
That's a term, the military-industrial complex, derived from Dwight D. Eisenhower's farewell speech. And he, a five-star military general, lots of military experience for decades, and you know, as he was leaving the White House, he said, "God help this nation when someone sits in this chair who doesn't know what I know and have the experience I do." And so he warned the American people in his farewell address that we need to guard against the undue influence of the military-industrial complex, the lobbyists, the war profiteers, the basically just the businesses that are involved in the war industry, and to build their bottom line and help their shareholders, it is in their interest to go to war. And so that's our concern. We see, you know, you've got your Halliburtons and so many other groups like them that definitely profit off of war, and then the think tank counterparts like the Project for a New American Century and others who, from the intellectual side, advocate for these things. So it definitely is something that the military-industrial complex has influenced, and we're fearful that the same interests and groups are actively pushing us towards another war, this one in Iran.
Now, in the past, being an anti-war activist has been more of a liberal cause. Do you think it's becoming more of a conservative cause as time goes on?
I think it's just becoming a cause. It's becoming a truthful cause. I think conservatives especially have seen the decade of war, the trillions of dollars, the thousands of lives, the no objectives, we're not coming home, their men, women, and children are, you know, husbands and sons are being buried 6 feet underground prematurely because of something that they don't understand and don't really believe in. I think this is crossing ideologies. Myself, I'm very libertarian, but as I sit back and see kind of the main liberal-conservative dichotomy, it's crossing lines. I think that especially if you see within the Republican Party alone, if you look at someone like Ron Paul, who's gotten the most donations from members of the military than any of the other candidates in that party, and that's because he wants to bring them home. I think this is definitely a message that is ready to resonate with the American public at large.
It's been interesting to see Utah elect members of Congress like Jason Chaffetz and Senator Mike Lee, who do seem to share the sense of urgency about bringing troops home from Afghanistan and reducing military spending. How would you rate Utah's congressional delegation when it comes to how much they're aligned with your values on this issue?
Some are definitely better than others. Mike Lee is great in many ways. For example, he voted against the increase in military authority in reference specifically to the NDAA just recently that gives the executive branch power to increase their military authority and definitely detain American citizens. Mm-hmm. You've got your Jason Chaffetzes, on the other hand, who sometimes are good, sometimes aren't. He's kind of a split 50-50, I think, and I don't know that he has the principled anti-war or pro-peace, rather, foundation to object to all the right things. It's more circumstantial. He's been very supportive of Guantanamo. I would definitely say out of the pack, Mike Lee is the best. But, you know, Rob Bishop, he voted for NDA, for example. Jason Chaffetz is rather wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. Matheson, I think, is definitely on the fence. Sometimes he'll vote well and sometimes he doesn't. I don't think he comes from a principled background on his votes either in this regard. So we're doing okay, not as well as we ought to be, in my opinion, but I definitely think that out of all of them, Mike Lee has been the best to advance this message and be really judicious in how the military is used.
Well, Senator Hatch is the one up for re-election this year. How about him?
He's awful. He, you know, he's been there for 3.5 decades. He's supported all sorts of wars and military spending and has been very boastful about it. And I think that, you know, if you look at his contenders especially, I don't think that they're amazing on this issue. I do think that they're better. We're talking about Senator Lillenquist and Chris Herod, for example. I think that they would be better than Orrin Hatch, but I do think Orrin Hatch has been very poor. And frankly, for the conservative group, for the constitutionalist group, it does come back to, has there been a constitutional declaration of war? Is this a defensive war? And some candidates, conservative candidates, will apply that standard a bit more rigorously than others, such as Mike Lee. Others like Orrin Hatch, I don't think, you know, he long has voted how his party votes or what is in his interest for re-election in the case of this past couple of years, how he's shifted much more to the right. And so I don't think that Orrin Hatch really comes from the principled background as well. It's more a pragmatic, what does he need to do to retain his power or influence within the Senate?
We have been speaking with Connor Boyack, director of the Utah 10th Amendment Center and also behind bombiran.org. Connor, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.